Mwahaha. You are listening to WRKC News at 5 Halloween Spooktacular. It's fantastic.
Acid wash or bleach?
Who did your hair?
What is your wall made of?
Do you know how to email?
Do you have any interns? Sir, rate my wife on a scale from 1 to 10.
Taco bowls or burritos?
What are your thoughts on Aleppo?
How about Jim Comey for Attorney General?
How many millennials have you fought on Twitter?
I'm Messica Jolligan, reporting live from Wilkes-Barre. WRKC is here covering an unprecedented press conference where there's a real October surprise. Several candidates are announcing today they've decided to run for President of the United States, citing the two inept choices Americans face. First, here's reanimated Ronald Reagan, backed by popular demand.
I've torn down this wall between the living and the dead. I am back to revive trickle-down economics. Speaking of that, my flesh is trickling down my kneecap.
Okay. And from the insane clown party, Rutherford Calamity Harding.
Vote for me! My name is very presidential, mostly, and the only surprise place you'll find me is in the White House.
Shocking. And representing the Bolsheviks, Ted Khrushchev.
Privet.
Do you have a birth certificate?
Da.
Moving on. And representing the Plant Lives Matter Party, it's Dr. Albert Strangegore.
It's an inconvenient truth that this election is heating up and melting an ice cap.
And yeah, Jill Stein and William Weld's running mate is also here. Oh, zoinks. Look at the time. My news director, Katerina Rasputin, will have my head. We now join the WRKC News at 5-ish in progress.
They still haven't found the missing eggs and toilet paper. Thrills, chills, and things that go boom in the night. The chemistry club at King's College entertained a full house in the Burke Auditorium. Dozens of experiments in the scientific world are performed by the students and faculty of the chemistry department. Some of the spectacular sights are color-changing reactions, liquid nitrogen, frozen objects, making slime, and a 90-minute finale with a thermite pumpkin. WRKC's Jessica Mulligan has more on this scientific wonder.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, clear!
Chemistry!
King's College Chemistry Club held its 20th annual Things That Go Boom in the Night last week in Burke Auditorium. The traditional event is held in honor of both National Chemistry Week and Halloween. During the event, King's chemistry students and faculty perform more than a dozen science experiments for local area children to spark their interest in the subject. It was a 90-minute show that featured physics and chemistry such as exploding balloons, slime, color-changing reactions, liquid nitrogen, and even an exploding pumpkin. The program was designed for children 12 and under and is always a huge hit. Chemistry major Nicole DeLillo, a junior and the vice president of the chemistry club, explained what the program is and what her experiment is.
Things That Go Boom is basically, it's a mad scientist show, if you will. It's designed for little kids to get fun and excited about different chemical experiments. Tonight I'm doing, it's called the foam fountain, or also known as elephant toothpaste, and basically it's a reaction and it makes, it draws up big bubbles and a big explosion.
Allie Wylam, a sophomore chemistry major and the secretary of the club, shared what her experiment would be.
The experiment I am doing, it's called voice balloons. What happens is we inhale different gases that have different densities, so they travel at different rates through air. So the one gas that we use is sulfur hexafluoride, or SF6, that travels really, really slow, so then it gives you a really deep voice. And the other one is helium, which is something that we all know makes your voice really high, and it's funny and really cute, and the kids love it.
The students enjoy doing the program and shared their favorite part.
My favorite part is honestly the kids' reactions. They love it, like when things pop or when they explode or when they change different colors, their faces, they just light up, and that's like definitely my favorite part.
I really like Nicole said, their faces, and if you ask them, oh, what's going to happen next, they're like, it's going to explode. So they get really happy and like really excited about that, and their excitement about Halloween in general is just, it's precious.
Dr. Julie Bellinger, assistant professor of chemistry, is an assistant for the show and has been for about 4 years. Bellinger agreed with Wylam and DeLillo on her favorite part.
Oh, my favorite thing is watching the kids' reactions, definitely. So in the audience, we have many children, all different ages, from little ones, maybe 2 years of age, 3 years of age, all the way up to, you know, middle school age. And my favorite thing is really seeing the reaction. So when we do something interesting that explodes or catches on fire, you know, to see them be really interested in what's going on. And they also do pay attention when we talk about the chemistry behind it or the physics behind what we're doing. And to see them really get interested and engaged in the science that we're doing. And that's the best part of it.
She also performed an experiment.
My experiment, I'm doing liquid nitrogen, so I'm going to be basically freezing things. So liquid nitrogen is minus 200 degrees Celsius, about minus 450 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's extremely cold. What we're going to be doing is freezing a bunch of things. We're going to freeze carnations. I'm going to make a balloon dog, not to spoil it, but it's going to be kind of a balloon Charmander, right, with the Pokemon Go theme. And we're going to be freezing those things and seeing what happens, breaking them.
Bellinger discussed the costume she was wearing for the night.
All right, yeah, I was inspired by my children. My children are very much into Pokemon Go and Pokemon in general, so I decided to dress as a Pikachu. So head to foot in Pikachu gear. Some of the other professors are dressed up. We have another one that's dressed up as a Pokeball, so it's very much in the theme of Pokemon. Some are dressed up as Flintstones. We have the vast majority of the Chem Club members are each an element, so they have their own T-shirt designed as an element from the periodic table.
For WRKC News at 5, I am station manager Jessica Mulligan.
Decoration to euthanization, the unfair war on black cats. The cute felines are only appreciated once per year during a holiday that celebrates horror and the dead, only to be brought back to the pound on the first day of a month dedicated to giving and being thankful. News director Katie Pugh has the untold stories of how black cats suffer unjust abuse.
For hundreds of years, black cats have been associated with witches, bad luck, and other superstitions. Throughout history, cats have been worshipped in some cultures or burned at the stake with suspected witches in others. There have been modern instances as well where black cats specifically have faced cruelty, such as the 2008 conviction of Wilkes-Barre's Holly Crawford on animal cruelty charges. Crawford took black kittens and pierced their ears in order to sell them as gothic kittens on the internet. Chelsea Feldman, volunteer coordinator at Luzerne County SPCA, said there have been no recent instances of superstitious black cat abuse.
In Luzerne County, though, we have not. You know, I was asking our humane officers, and they personally have not as well, which is fabulous. Definitely, I have heard, you know, whether it was on Halloween stories on the History Channel or something like that, on how they became superstitious. But we have not heard of anything, like I said, in Luzerne County, which is really great. Our process to become a potential adopter is so thorough that we kind of weed out the people that might even have that in their mind to do. So our process is so thorough that we, you know, are able to weed out all the good potential adopters. Because our animals, not only are we looking for homes, but we're looking for loving and permanent homes.
Chelsea also noted that since the gene for black fur is genetically dominant to other colors of fur on cats, there are more of them in the world and in shelters. But Chelsea doesn't observe that black cats are less likely to be adopted.
They definitely do. Some people prefer the black cats. I don't know if it's because they feel they're almost like the underdog, the undercat. It is generally known that black animals in shelters in general do go at a slower rate. But cats, we have such an influx of black and white cats that I think that their rates are the same because there's an abundance of them. So they go just as easily as a calico or, you know, your tabby. And
from her many experiences with black cats, Chelsea has never noticed that they have ever brought her any bad luck. In fact, they make just as lovable pets as other colored cats.
My first rescue was a black cat. I absolutely adored him. I did the TNR, and I did a little extra, paid extra so that he didn't get his ear tipped because I was going to find him a home. He was a baby. And I named him Binks after the black cat in Hocus Pocus. I absolutely loved him, but I have not heard of anything. We have had potential adopters come in and say, oh, no, I don't want a black cat, you know, for various reasons. Just like some people might come into the kennel and say, oh, I absolutely don't want a hound or I don't want a herding dog. You know, everyone has their preference. Every cat has its own personality, which I find fascinating. I don't think black cats in general have personality difference, maybe compared from like a tomcat or an unaltered animal compared to an animal that might be spayed or neutered. You might see some differences in behaviors, but a black cat is just like any other cat.
Nick Leon, a junior computer science major, also owns a black cat. He took in two stray cats, a black one and a white one, and was able to compare their behavior.
My uncle actually just had the cats that needed a home, so a friend of ours had a litter, and we just took in that black cat and his sister. And the white one's actually more rambunctious than the black one and won't let you pick her up or nothing, whereas the black one will sit there and let you pet him.
As far as his black cat bringing him bad luck, he has no such experience.
Definitely not, aside from just normal jumping up in places where he should not be, windowsills, tables, and just general knocking things around, but that's just normal behavior.
The Luzerne County SPCA has an abundance of furry friends, including black cats and kittens. Call 570-825-4111 for more information on adopting and arrange a visit with a shelter pet. While you may not have to worry about black cat abuse in Luzerne County, as a precaution, keep your cats inside tonight to avoid tragedies such as vehicular accidents. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
How is everybody doing? I'm Frank N. Stein, Jill Stein's cousin, but like 7 times removed. I want to be your county coroner, because Paul Bearer is using his office for his own personal gain. And we can't have that. He refuses to release his cement bills. And his biggest campaign donor owns the landfill. I mean, what is up with that, people? It's disgusting, folks. It really is. I have the best brain for the job. And if that brain does not work, trust me, I'll find another. Believe me. I know it, you know it, and everybody on these slabs and in these jars know it. So vote for me, Frank N. Stein, for county coroner. I'm going to make the morgue great again.
Yo, I'm Paul Bearer, and I want to be reelected as county coroner. And you got no reason not to vote for me. Do you get it? By the way, I'd like to take Frank N. Stein behind the mortuary and show him where the tomato sauce comes from. As your county coroner, I have increased business for local funeral homes, creating countless jobs. I'm an equal opportunity coroner. It doesn't matter who you are, I got a place for you. Right here in my drawer. Let's just say I'm killing it. Vote Paul Bearer for county coroner. You don't want to pick wrong.
Mwahaha. You are now listening to WRKC News at 5, Halloween Spooktacular. It's fantastic.
Just relax, sit back and take a deep breath, listen to the sound of my voice, focus on my words. You're getting interested, very interested. Soon you will not be able to tune out. Open your mind and be astounded by the mentalist, Chris Carter, for a one-of-a-kind experience. Program Director Nick Rotondo has a story entrancing the King's community.
This past weekend, King's College had a mentalist perform on campus. Chris Carter, mentalist of 26 years, tells us what exactly a mentalist is, and if this is some kind of superpower or witchcraft.
My perspective, the word I would substitute would be mind reader, although, I mean, yeah, I don't literally read minds, I just make it look like I do. So a mentalist is a guy who does magic, but not with objects, with people and the way they think. What I would consider is making it look like you have a superpower, which is almost as good.
So, is there really any difference between a mentalist and a magician? Chris fills us in.
I don't know that there's a really strong difference. For me, a mentalist is a guy who is, you know, you could call me a magician who does mind magic if you wanted, it would be fine.
At the age of 13, Chris's life changed forever. He went on to tell the story of how he became a mentalist.
When I was a kid, I used to watch my uncle play poker. He was terrible. And my mom told me that I was looking at was body language, and I created a routine that I opened the show with tonight with playing cards, and people freaked out, and it was their reaction.
Chris then gave some advice for aspiring mentalists or anyone interested in reading minds.
I would recommend them to study body language reading and hypnosis.
Not only does Chris love being a mentalist, he also loves the festivities of Halloween. He then went on to explain why.
Oh, because I like things that are weird, freaky, mysterious, and strange. That's part of what drew me to what I do. So, without a doubt, any holiday that celebrates scaring the pants off of people is good for me.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotondo.
Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
It's the grand opening scarabration of the Salty Warlock, conveniently located on Route 666, near the mausoleum, in the poison mushroom patch right off the highway where they always have that accident. Rated 4 tombstones on Screech.com, God rest the soul of the critic that just gave 1. Featured beverages, Turkey Kill Lice Tea, and our critically acclaimed Bloody Larry. What a guy. Entrees include breaded children tenders with bunny mustard, goulash, toads on toast points, bunion rings, spaghetti and eyeballs, children of the corn on the cob, and the headless halibut served with our monster mashed potatoes and brutal Brussels sprouts. For dessert, pumpkin pie. That's it. Sorry. Pastry chef went missing. So come on down to the Salty Warlock. Our food is to die for.
Boo! The Halloween Spooktacular is back on 88.5 WRKC.
You are listening to the News at 5 here on WRKC, King's College Radio in Wilkes-Barre, Transylvania. Pennsylvania. My name is Countess Therese Refsedge, music director here at WRKC, and your bloody host for today's installment of Music Monday. The first track that I would like to share with you today is titled AHB from artist Survive. If you have watched the Netflix original series Stranger Things, you will be familiar with this next tune. So keep it locked here on 88.5 WRKC, Radio King's College. That was just a little sample of AHB from artist Survive, who provided the entire soundtrack for Stranger Things, the new Netflix original series. The next track I have to share with you today is a dark and dreamy synth-pop piece from Graveyard Club. They breathe new life into the dark and gloomy genre of goth rock. The tune you'll be hearing is titled Cellar Door. That was just a taste of Cellar Door by Graveyard Club. Creeping up next is a track from J'Somme on her new album titled Turn Into. Sounds like my kind of album. The song we will be playing is titled Ghost. That was Ghost by J'Somme. Thank you for staying with us until the end. If you enjoyed today's program, don't forget to tune your dial to 88.5 FM each Monday at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
Athletes have many different superstitions. Michael Jordan wore his North Carolina basketball shorts under his Bulls uniform his entire career. The Kings athletic department has multiple superstitions. WRKC sports director Dan Stokes has the story.
Just like Stevie Wonder's hit song, Superstition, many student-athletes at King's College have superstitions or rituals that they perform before, during, or after every game. There are many superstitions, like avoiding black cats, crossing your fingers, or picking a penny off the street for good luck. Student-athlete superstitions transcend the common superstitions that the average person believe in. Some rituals and superstitions are carried out as a team, and some depend on the athlete. Sean Padden and Chris Marconi, King's College baseball players, and Brianna DiMaggio, a King's College field hockey player, offered their insight. Brianna DiMaggio spoke about how music can be a team ritual.
Before every single game, starting last season, we play the song Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield because, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, it's so motivational, so inspirational, and it gets us so pumped up. We listen to it before every single game. When we're going to pump each other up, like in the middle of the game, looking for some motivation, we like think of that song.
Music is not the only ritual that student athletes participate in. Sometimes the ritual may affect their wardrobe. Sean Padden and Brianna DiMaggio spoke about their wardrobe rituals.
I've done this my whole life. I always have to get changed in the same order so I can put my socks on, my sliding shorts, then my pants, my undershirt, and my uniform.
A lot of people on the team wear the exact same socks. I know personally, I wear my hair the exact same way every single game. I get it braided the same way. I use the same hair ties, which kind of sounds weird, but I mean, a lot of us on the team actually do that. We do our hair the same way every single game.
Some rituals have a family origin.
I lost my uncle as a sophomore in high school, and he was a huge sports fan, and he was a big supporter of me playing all sports. So I would write his initials and the date of his death on my hat every year. And before I step on the mound, I take my hat off, I look at his initials, and I feel like I have strength on the mound from that.
Patton spoke about superstitions that personally affect him depending on how he performs during a baseball game.
If I have a good game, I'll wear the same socks that I wore the game before. If I have a bad game, I'll switch my socks. Before every single game starts, I have to make sure that I give every single one of my teammates and coaches like a fist bump before my first at bat.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm sports director Dan Stokes.
Does your fear of clouds make you feel un-American because you can't enjoy a solid 2,000-calorie meal at McDonald's? Or does it get you bullied by your fellow soccer moms because you can't take your child to a birthday party? Does it make you want to torch all makeup stores? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, go no further and make an appointment with Dr. It, Clown Trauma Specialist, or CTS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Hit, CTS. I got a degree in clown college and then went on to get my PhD as a clown psychologist from Bozo's School of Medical Studies. I was instrumental in the recovery of around 364 victims who suffered from the clown epidemic in 1994. Whether it's the big shoes, the creepy laugh, the horn, the makeup, the balloon animals, or the red nose, there's nothing I can't cure. Clown traumatic stress disorder, or CTSD, is real and must be treated. To book an appointment with me, call the office at 1-800-NO-CLOWN. I repeat, call 1-800-NO-CLOWN. If you call within the hour, you get a special clown repellent spray and a coupon to McDonald's.
There is more to come on the Halloween Spooktacular on 88.5 WRKC, so grab yourself a garlic-free snack.
Good evening, you ghost cleaners. Did someone turn out the lights? Where are scarecrows in Washington? Because it's bone cold and looks bad. But I'm here to give you company on this day. For this most sacred night, 36 is the low. A far cry from the year 1988, when it was as cold as 22, as we cap off a month too tender and mild for my taste. But not like in 1950, when the mercury read 75, according to the email probe. The Donald and the Hillary campaign for fears. The Russians are coming, and Billy Bush enters the abyss. We solemnly swear that we will faithfully execute the zombies, and will, to the best of our ability, rig this election of the United States. So help us mortals. The floodgates will open up, and I'm so scared to death about water. Water, people. My office will get destroyed, and this is the apocalypse. at its finest. So help me God for Killamoff to get away for this October surprise. Nelly must tell you, sunny skies can't overshadow the inferno. The temperature rises to 56 for Halibus. Then the souls are told of a 70-degree reading Wednesday with sunny skies. So now we adjourn until we meet again.
Thanks for listening to 88.5 WRKC News at 5 Halloween Spooktacular. It was sadly blood-free. Oh well, happy Halloween.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.